It's been a particularly deadly year in northeastern Wisconsin. In Brown County, 11 traffic deaths have been alcohol-related. Earlier this month, three young men died in a drunken wreck. In July, the body of a hit-and-run victim was found lodged in a drunken driver's windshield. Green Bay Police Chief Jim Art says his force has a $20,000 federal grant to pay officers to cite people for operating while intoxicated.
Not answering other calls for service, not handling the minor disturbances, but strictly enforcing the laws. So you have four, five, six agencies out there with additional funding, so you can imagine the number of officers that will be out on the road during this time.
But Arts would not estimate how many additional arrests he expects.
It's probably better I don't give you a number, because I want you to think there's thousands.
Art says blood alcohol contents have ranged up to 0.45. In Wisconsin, you're considered too drunk to drive at 0.08. Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt has called for increased fines and wants to revoke the liquor licenses of bars that overserve people who get behind the wheel.
It's deeper than just having one too many glasses of wine or just one too many beers. It's not the one. You know, we've got the list of the blood alcohol content, and it's frightening that people would drink to that excess. I mean, you're talking two, three times over the legal limit.
Police and sheriff's deputies say they'll target drivers who are weaving, speeding, and otherwise driving recklessly. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.